Echo and Harper Audio present The Matter of Black Lives, writing from The New Yorker, edited by Jelani Cobb and David Remnick. Read by J.D. Jackson, Adjua Ando, January Lavoy, Maggie Meg Reed, Jane Copland, and Kaleo Griffith.
A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/matter-of-black-lives. The enhancement contains a list of contributors.
All pieces in this collection were originally published in The New Yorker. The publication date is given at the beginning of each piece. Forward. Jelani Cobb. In 1962, subscribers to The New Yorker leaf through the pages of the new November 17th issue and, amid the cartoons and the bountiful holiday season ads, they came upon a long, blistering piece of writing by James Baldwin, Letter from a Region in My Mind. The tone, and also the subject of Baldwin's prose, was unusual, even shocking for the magazine. As Ben Yagoda writes in About Town, a history of the magazine, The New Yorker had, in its early decades, largely kept the subject of race at a distinct remove from its readers. In doing this, it was similar to most other mainstream publications. There were exceptions, including Rebecca West's masterly 1947 account of a lynching trial in South Carolina, comment pieces by E.B. White gently criticizing discrimination, profiles by Joseph Mitchell, Whitney Balliet, and Bernard Taper, and short fiction by Nadine Gordimer. But, as Yagoda writes, between The New Yorker's founding in 1925 and the beginning of the Second World War, even the cartoons and the advertisements all too often depicted Black Americans in the most stereotypical terms, as servants, Pullman porters, and comic figures. Baldwin's essay was, for many readers, a jolt, a concussive experience. It gave no comfort to what Baldwin called the incredible, abysmal, and really cowardly obtuseness of white liberals. As an indictment of American bigotry and hypocrisy, tackling themes of violence, sex, history, and religion, the piece continues to resonate more than half a century later. The New Yorker had long employed the rubric Letter from dot dot dot, letter from London, letter from Johannesburg, as a way to announce the far-flung locations of its correspondents. Baldwin's title indicated that he was writing most of all from his inner depths. When he published the essay as a book the following year, he called it The Fire Next Time. Letter from a Region in My Mind, which appeared before the March on Washington and the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, helped to reorient the American discussion of race. The piece also helped to push the magazine, which reached a well-educated if monochromatic readership, toward deeper thinking and reporting about an essential American subject. And yet its appearance in the magazine was a matter of publishing happenstance. Like many freelance writers and artists, Baldwin habitually juggled multiple assignments and commitments. He had promised William Shawn, the editor of The New Yorker, a long report on his travels to the post-colonial states of Senegal, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, and Ghana. At the same time, he was working on a piece about his youth in Harlem for Norman Podhoretz, the editor of Commentary. The multitasking did not stop there. Baldwin was also trying to finish his third novel, Another Country. Somehow, the African trip, while important to Baldwin as a matter of personal experience, did not inspire successful writing. As his biographer David Leeming notes, Baldwin formed some tentative impressions of situations and of people whom he met there, but nothing seemed to cohere on the page. He was particularly reluctant to make any presumptions of kinship or shared experiences between Africans and Black Americans. The trip had the paradoxical effect of renewing Baldwin's interest in the autobiographical essay about Harlem, and by extension, Black life in America. He was also interested in finding a way to make sense of an encounter he'd had with Elijah Muhammad, the diminutive and enigmatic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?